Well, Mommy got sick, and Marie was the baby, and Mommy got sick, and she pulled me out of school. And no, Helen was a baby, not Marie. Helen was a baby, and she pulled me out of school, and she was pregnant with Francis. And so I never did finish my school out or nothing like that. Then I went to work in the company store. You know, when I come of age, when I come 18 years old, I went to work in the company store.
And what were you doing there?
Well, I worked at the vegetable stand, and I worked at the confectionery stand. Just wherever Mr. Matthew put us, you know, wherever he put us, that's where we worked at.
What was his first name? Was that Fred?
No, it wasn't Fred Matthew. No, it wasn't. No. It's Fred Matthew's daddy, but I can't remember his. Mm-hmm. I've got a picture somewhere with him.
Find it.
Yeah. Well, I've got a picture of him and the clerks standing on that sidewalk where the company store was, you know. I've got a picture of it. But it's like this, you know, just in a paper. I'll have to look it up and give it to you, give you that picture. Because it's real good of Mr. Matthew.
Good.
But it was Fred Matthews' daddy.
Okay.
And then I worked there at the store for a long time.
Now, were you selling the produce?
Yeah. Well, I took care of the vegetables, you know, put the vegetables up and everything. But now when they moved me into the confectionery stand, that was where the candy and they sold beer at that time. You had to be 18 years old before you sell. And they'd come in the store and they'd buy, you know, cartons of beer, you know, but they had to take it out, you know, to drink it out of the store.
Was it glass bottles?
Yeah, glass bottles of beer. They'd buy their beer there, the miners would, when they get there on Saturday. Friday and Saturday was your biggest day, you know. Everybody go to the company store. Everybody dressed. They didn't wear pants like we do now and everything. Everybody put on their very best and went to the store and everything. And then it was a huge store. It had a dry good to it. It had a confectionery stand to it. And they had the grocery department, and then they had the butcher shop down on the lower end. Mm-hmm. You had to go outside and then go into a little door, go into the butcher shop to get your meat and stuff. Mm-hmm. Then it also had a drug store. Mr. Hall was the druggist for a number of years there. Mm-hmm. At this store. And then when we went to school together, we, a bunch of us always went to the drug store. And they had bar, you know, set up, you know. And we'd get on in bar stools, you know, in the drugstore. We'd buy our Coke, our ice cream, whatever we wanted, you know, and sit around and talk, and mm-hmm. carry on. And if we got loud, Mr. Hall would call us down. He'd say, y'all better be quiet. Don't be a hollering or anything like that. And we know to, you know, do what he told us, or he'd put us out of the store. He'd run us out.
Of course, everybody knew everybody.